Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are storyteller and vice president of Storytellers of Las Cruces, Judith Ames, and story dancer, Terry Alvarez. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judith, how long have you been a storyteller and why?
It must be about 40 years. And why? I was invited to a meeting by Jenny Curry, our founder, way back. At that time, I was still a classroom teacher, but I was fascinated listening to the stories and somehow left that meeting being a member of Storytellers of Las Cruces. It was called by a different name at that time, State College Story League. Now we're Storytellers of Las Cruces, and we're just going on and on. We tell stories at COAS on Saturday mornings, every single Saturday morning, year-round, at both COAS locations. And I do a lot of my telling to adults in retirement homes, which is really rewarding, and sometimes they even stay awake.
Terry, what about you?
Well, in the 1970s, I started work at Mesilla Elementary School as the school librarian, and it was my job to get the children interested in books. So I told a story from one of the books in the library, and I did that 5 days a week, at least six times a day, for 5 years. So I got pretty good at telling stories, and I found I really loved to tell to children and to adults. So Mesilla Elementary School was a blessing to me in many ways and certainly gave me an opportunity to tell stories.
And what motivates both of you to keep telling stories, and how do you find new stories to tell? Judith.
It's very rewarding when people are willing to give you their attention, when you get feedback, a nod, a smile, maybe a little laugh in the right place. This is very rewarding. And with children, it's important to let them know that my stories, at least, are from books, that we can find books full of wonderful stories and wonderful information. So we're kind of selling reading, too, when we talk with children. To adults, it's a different thing, I think. It's taking them to other worlds and getting them thinking about things they might not have thought of, and perhaps lifting their spirits, too.
And Terry?
Well, storytelling to me is taking people to another place. There's a good feeling when you know that everyone's quiet and everyone's listening, and everyone's with you, and they're following the story. And when you come to the turning point, they are ready to listen and to draw conclusions. So I think it's a good way to spread literature in a non-bookish way. And everybody loves a good story. Stories have been told since we could talk.
Storytelling is just that. You tell a story, you do not read a story. Is that correct?
For me, I find my stories. I read them. But I don't read to my listeners. I learn the stories, not word for word, but the concepts and the progression of events, and tell them without the benefit of notes or books. That's just more what storytelling is.
Are there some rules that you have for storytellers?
In Storytellers of Las Cruces, we just don't read from books. We don't. But I know that there are people who read wonderfully. That's just not our thing. That's not what we do.
Yes, storytellers do not read. They tell. And I make up stories, and I also get stories from books, but I never memorize the story. I memorize the main points of the story if I read a book, but I don't memorize the words. It's all from impromptu.
Something different with Terry. You've added dancing. What inspired you to do that rather than telling a story with words?
Well, I've always danced. And I've almost always told stories. So at some point, I decided to put them together and make it a story dance, which is my stage name, Story Dancer.
And Judith, do you have a stage name?
Not really. The children sometimes don't know my name and just call me Storyteller, and I love that.
So how many members are there with the Storytellers of Las Cruces?
We have about 20 people involved now, and we would love to have more. We've added a new category of membership just recently in a recent vote, and that is supporting member. We have learned that there are people who just love stories and want to hear them, but don't necessarily want to be what we call a teller. If you would like to be a supporting member and just come and be part of the organization and listen to stories, we're happy to have you. And it's flexible. If you decide after a while, oh, I can do that, and I could tell a story, well, fine. You know, you could become a teller, too.
Are there membership dues?
Yes, it's approximately $27 a year. It sometimes varies a dollar or two between different years.
Now, you meet on the third Mondays, September through May, but you do tell stories every week at both Coast bookstores.
Yes, every week all year long.
Why is this important to our community?
Stories tend to draw people together, I think. And they create a common background, a cultural entity in itself of listening and knowing some of the same background. Think of the stories we grew up with. Everyone, or most people certainly, grew up with things like Beauty and the Beast and Puss in Boots and Cinderella. And that's part of our cultural heritage. We like to continue that and perhaps enlarge upon it.
Stories are everywhere. There are stories on television, there are stories on the internet, but they're not as personal as someone sitting down with you and telling you a story, something about their life or about history. It's much more alive. People really enjoy the story. You can hear a pin drop. You can just feel the energy of everyone listening.
Well, you talked about getting a third year of telling stories to adults.
Yes, we do tell stories to adults, but we have, just 3 years ago, begun having a particular event at which the stories are all geared to grown-ups. We call it Stories for Grown-Ups. And so many people do have the false concept that stories are for little kids, and that's just not necessarily so. They're historically told around the tribe's campfire to pass along the culture of the tribe or the clan. Well, maybe we're all a clan now because the world's growing closer and smaller. So we like to continue that tradition.
And how do they find out about this? Terry, you have your phone number?
Yes, 575-526-5940.
And Judith?
Yes, I'd love to talk about our organization, 575-526-3247.
Well, thank you again, our Storytellers of Las Cruces, Judith Ames, and story dancer Terry Alvarez.
Thank you for inviting us. We have enjoyed being here very
much. You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.